pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Good morning. It is the Tim Fleming Morning Show at AM 1300 KGLO, and I have a special guest with me on our KGLO Live Line this hour, and it is Linda Seams from Molly's Mission. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, and my Molly would like to say good morning to everybody.
On cue, right?
On cue.
Oh, my. Yeah, we've been talking more and more about Molly and Molly's Mission and so forth. And I've had several people asking me about it, and I've said, just hang on. We're going to keep telling you little bits and pieces of the story and see if we can help tell this story more and more all the time on KGLO. And so from the basics, tell us what is Molly's Mission? What's this all about?
Molly's Mission is a pet bank program for those individuals that may suffer with disabilities, depression, veterans, the homebound, that may otherwise have financial hardships, that they would have to choose between medical or an unforeseen bill, and they need help giving proper nutrition for their pets.
And so, as a result, I know you have a big event coming up where you're trying to get some folks to help donate some pet food, correct?
That is correct. And we were fortunate enough to receive a large donation from the Pet Partners of Midwest in Des Moines of 1,700 pounds of dog food. We are in need of cat food. So that will be our ultimate goal, and we will take any dry, any size, any brand of either to help with our cause.
So any size cat food, dog food, whatever the case may be, dry food works best. It's just easier for you to store and move along to those people that need it. Now, where will this event take place and the timing and so forth?
The event will be at the Moose Lodge parking on 4th Street Northeast at 9 a.m. May 22nd until noon.
May 22nd until noon. So just pull in. And if somebody, it's not like they have to give 10 bags. One bag would be great, but if they gave 10 bags, that'd be great too.
That would be awesome. And if, you know, if they're unable to go and purchase dog food or cat food, we will take a monetary donation also so that we can continuously be able to supply our needs for this really huge thing that people need.
How did this get going for you, Linda, this Molly's Mission? What was it for you that said, you know, I've got to do this?
Well, I was at a church organization, and during our service cabinet meeting, we were discussing our church organization as to the needs that they took care of in our community. And as everyone was visiting, I noticed nobody said anything about the needs of pets. And we were taking care of the senior citizens and the community kitchen and the JAMS program, all of which are food-based. And nobody had mentioned pets. And I thought, you know, there is a need for that also. And so then with Molly, my therapy dog, I noticed that when we were going to the nursing homes and the jail system and everything, that there truly is a need. And thus, Molly's Mission was born.
Yeah, I know the last thing you want to have is people trying to decide, do I feed my cat or dog, or do I go get medicine or something like that?
Right. And we want them to be able to not have to supplement their animals' food with their own food. Human food is made for human consumption, and, you know, cat and dog food is made for pet consumption.
I got to ask you, do you have storage facilities to handle all of this? It can't be easy to take in all of this food.
Well, and we are so fortunate. The Moose Lodge has graciously let us use their basement facility for our cause at no charge to us. So we are so grateful for that.
Oh, that's terrific. Big salute to the Moose organization then in Mason City. That's great.
They have also allowed us to set up a area that we provide not only the food portion of it, but we have two other additional programs that go with it. We're doing fostering. The fostering program is for service people that may get deployed and have no place to family or friends that can take their companion, and so we will foster their companion while they are deployed. And then our other program is our Friends program, where that's where my Molly, the therapy dog, comes in, and she provides therapy to those in the community that would call us, and that is another free service that we provide. And just to be a friend and give someone joy and a smile that may otherwise have lost their pet or is in a nursing home situation, or even children at daycare. They just thrive on seeing Molly.
Now, we've talked about the big food fundraiser for the pets, for dogs and cats, and doing that on the 22nd at the Moose Lodge that morning from, 9 until noon. But what about folks that would like to have some of that food? How does that part of the process work?
We have a webpage, mollysmission.org, and Molly is spelled M-O-L-L-I-E-S, mollysmission.org. And there is a contact information on our page for anyone who wants to contact us, sign up, and there is a form that they can fill out, and it'll automatically come to us.
And you are, for those people that are wondering, you are a true community service organization.
We are. We want to serve, and we believe that Molly's mission is a way to help the community and anyone who is in need of help.
What kind of dog is Molly?
Molly is a Pembroke Corgi.
Wow.
She turns 5 years old at the end of the month.
How neat. How neat. Well, it's a great program and a great effort where others in the community can also get involved, and that is that's fantastic. So, again, we should make note of the fact that it is the 22nd, Saturday, from 9 until noon at the Moose in Mason City. For those people that don't know where that's at, how do they get there?
Well, I had to Google it because, of course, it's on Highway 65, which runs the one way. But 22 4th Street Northeast is the address. It's just a couple blocks north of the courthouse. And so I guess Google it like I had to.
Yeah, I guess if people are coming from out of town and they want to bring some food that way, it's I think that's the best way to describe it. It would be on the north end of the loop, which goes around the downtown area. It would be on that one way. So, and if you have any troubles finding it, just give us a call or check with your website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Linda, anything else we need to tell everybody about Molly's mission?
Hey, you know, we're excited to serve the community, and I've got a great, great volunteer board, and we're just here to serve.
Well, we're happy to help you serve, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks for having us on the show this morning.
You betcha. Count on KGLO. We're always there for you, okay?
Great.
Fantastic. Thanks again. Have a great day, Linda.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Linda Seams, everybody, with Molly's Mission, and if you'd like to help, yes, you sure can. By doing that, the 22nd from 9 until noon.